Well, as anybody knows, I am a real Charles Dickens fanatic. I've read nearly all of his books, and my favourite book is Dombey and Son. Beautiful book, so sad. But the ending is nice, because Dickens always ended his books quite well. Good and bad, and good nearly always won. Anyway, I'm in St George of the Martyr Church, which is mentioned in his book Little Dorrit. And, I just think it's great because obviously these were the areas that Dickens knew. He knew this area. His father was in the debtor's prison, which is just around the corner, which is where I'll go to after this. But she is mentioned, Little Dorrit got married in this church to John Clennam. And also in the stained glass window, which is the main one, it's modern now. I don't know how modern, but you know it's there. And she's depicted just down in the corner with a poke hat on, an old-fashioned poke hat. And, of course, in the book where one night she gets back to the prison too late, it said that she sleeps in the on the steps of the church. So that's nice. I like the feeling that Dickens knew this church. Now, also in Southwark was a very strong links to the slave trade. And I've just discovered a plaque on the wall, actually, in the church. So I'm going to read this. So it says, "Here lies the body of Robert McGee, Esquire, late proprietor of Retreat, Hampstead, and Cockheath Plantations in Jamaica, who died in this parish June 4th, 1815, aged 62 years. Also, I discovered that there was quite a few black people that were baptised in this church. So we've got, now listen, hold on. Lawrence Kent in 1758. When did that man die? I'm just trying to look at that. Oh, 1815, yep. Lawrence Kent, he was approximately 16 year old, was baptised here. And Mary Gift, she was 22. She was baptised here. Yeah, so it's all quite interesting. It's interesting. William Peters, 22. I'm just reading this off the bat because I don't know. Like I said in my other one, I'm not an expert, but I am interested. So in 1771, William Peters, 22 years old, is baptised here at the church. And Jane Young, a black woman, so about 21 years old, is baptised at St George's, which is here. And in 1772, resulting from the... Hold on a moment. James Somerset. Yeah, in 1765, Jonathan Strong, Granville Sharp, challenges the status of enslaved Africans in England. Badly beaten and abandoned by his owner, Strong was recaptured and sold to be enslaved in the Caribbean. Granville Sharp took up the case and Strong was freed. And because of that, in 1772, resulting from the James Somerset case, the Lord Chief Justice Manfield rules that enslaved people in England cannot be forcibly removed to the Caribbean. There is something quite interesting that I saw, and it's a timeline of the slave trade in Southwark. And in 1596, Queen Elizabeth I makes a law stating that there are too many blackamoors in England and they are to be driven from the land. She didn't succeed. And of course, the famous Jamaica Road in Bermondsey. In 1655, England seizes Jamaica, and Jamaica Road was probably named soon after Jamaica came under British rule. Jamaica House was a famous tavern and gardens in Jamaica Road. We all know Jamaica Road. It's in Bermondsey, and we're proud of it. Anyway, I'm going to move on a little bit, because, of course, we've got Guy's Hospital up the road, and Thomas Guy was an investor in slavery, and he made his money through that, and he died, and he left 200,000 to complete the hospital, which of course still bears his name, Thomas and Guy's Hospital. Very interesting area. Well, I'm going to carry on because I'm going to go and try and find Marshalsea Prison. Now, of course, that's gone, it's not there anymore, but let's see what is there. I'm sure there's a bit of wall. Even a bit of wall is better than nothing. So remember to come to this little church. And the great thing about this church as well, on the outside, if you're looking up the high street, up Borough High Street, towards London Bridge and the Shard, the steeple of this church sits bang in the middle of the actual, the shape of the Shard. So they're almost mirroring each other. It's just really beautiful. So you've got this very old, ancient, and then you've got this very modern building, and they're actually complementing each other. You wouldn't see that if you looked at certain parts, but so you've got to go past it, down as if you're going towards the inner London Crown Courts, and then look back up at the church, and you'll see what I mean. Fantastic.